Welcome to Module 2 of the Awaken Your Light online course. Today we are looking at the subject of facing fears and stopping sabotage. So the word fear, when we think of that word, especially for me, brings actually fear up because it's just a very negative word and has very negative connotations. And of course it does. When you think of fear, you can absolutely think of terror, or you can just think of a knot in your stomach or something you wish just won't happen for you. And that's what a fear is. A fear is something that you have created a vision in your mind of, a predetermined set of beliefs of something you think is actually going to happen. They describe fear as false, okay, evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So false evidence, you don't even have the evidence that this fear is going to happen, appearing real to you in your mind because you create a great vision. So they talk about visualization being an amazing technique for trying to create your future and trying to get you to where you are. And some people say, oh, I'm no good at visualizing, or I can't do that. And then I'd ask the person to tell me what they fear the most and to describe a picture of that. And in 2 seconds, they've done that. There they go. Bam. Out the door. They've told me all their fears. They're telling me the picture of it. They're telling me how they're going to feel. So fears have been built up through years of stuff happening to us, okay? So in the first module, we looked at the roles that you play, the expectations other people have of you, how that makes you feel, all of those things. And through that can be a range of disappointments. So fear can be based on past evidence that you had. So you did have evidence from the past, however, of something that happened to you that you're fearful will happen again. Being really hurt in a relationship, not getting the job that you want, not being able to, you know, lose the weight that you want to lose. Another fear might be feeling like something's going to happen to a member of your family. Okay, so there's all these different things. So you may have an experience of trying to lose weight, for example, before, and you're finding yourself trying to work on that, but your fear is that it just won't happen for you and that you're only going to put on more weight. You may have lost a loved one in the past, or someone in your life could have been quite sick, and you're fearing that's going to happen to one of your children or sibling or a parent again. You might have been treated badly in a job or being let go from a job, or just actually not getting to progress as much as you want in work, and you fear that you're never going to get there. So what we need to do with fears is they've come from somewhere. You didn't just conjure them up in your head. They're either coming from a past experience which has happened to you, which was traumatic, difficult, upsetting. Or they come from a fear-based place of how you feel about yourself. So we look at the emotional part. I'm feeling alone in my family at the moment. And actually, when I look at my life and the aspects of my life, I've seen that I'm actually feeling alone romantically as well at the moment. And one of my greatest fears is being alone. Being ending up on my own, ending up with no one around me to support me. So what's happening there is your emotional self is actually bringing up a bigger fear. And then we have irrational fears of things that we don't even ever really truly think are going to happen, but we might suffer from a bit of panic or anxiety, and those things come up, which is, I don't really know if I want to cross that road in case I get knocked down. Thing about fear is it can absolutely and utterly come and take over your life. It can stop you from being the person that you want to be. And actually at the moment, I would say for most of you doing this course, and I know it's true for me, fear is definitely playing a part in your life, and it's playing a part in my life. That could be greater for some than others, but at the end of the day, that element of fear is still there. So we're going to start to work through some elements of fear first, okay? And the workbook part has looked at this. We're going to look at what you're fearful of at the moment, okay? We're going to look at what you think is going to happen if that fear comes to pass for you, so it actually happens. We're then going to get you to write down what you would do if that fear happened. What would you actually do if it came true? So what we're doing is we're getting you to get practical about things here. And that's what I'm trying to do through this course as well. I very much live from an emotional place. I'm very organized with certain things and very disorganized with others. And I can have a practical point of view and a non-practical point of view, depending on what mood I'm in. But one thing I've realized is that because I live from an emotional place, that sometimes I think everything's based on energy. Well, that energetically happened because of this, that, and the other. And I still believe that to be true. But the realistic part is that we're living here in a very realistic world. We can create our life from a higher energy, absolutely, by bringing it into a practical way of doing things. And that doesn't have to be your belief, that is just what I have believed from my experience, okay? It is important to let the universe help you and shift energy, but it is our practical action and effort and consistency that will allow that to happen. So in this course, I want to make this practical. You know, because if we've stuff going on, we want to find a solution. So let's take practical steps for that. And with this fear chart, if you want to call it that, what we're doing is we are planning around our fears. So I'm fearful that I am not going to succeed in my life around my work, using this as an example. What I think will happen if that fear actually comes true is I'm going to feel like I've let myself down, okay? I'm going to feel that I've wasted some of my talent. I'm not going to be financially secure. I'm not going to feel like I'm living up to other people's expectations. There's that word again. Okay, so that's how I'm going to feel. So what will I do if the work that I'm pushing for at the moment doesn't succeed? What will I do? Because most of us do not get a chance to pre-plan our fear-based scenarios we have in our head. They just happen. You get a phone call and you're told something awful has happened to somebody you know. You get a phone call and you're told, boom, this has been taken away from you. What do? You don't have 25 minutes to go, how do I react to this? Or give me 2 days to think about this. In the moment, we sometimes react out of a place of panic, out of a place of shock. So what I'm trying to get you to do is tell me, or tell yourself more importantly, what you're going to do. So if I'm not going to have any finances and I'm not going to have the work that I want and I feel like I'm letting people down, I feel like I'm wasting my talent, what do I do? Do I sit on the floor and give up? No, I acknowledge how I feel. I acknowledge my emotions of upset and disappointment. I acknowledge all of that because we have to acknowledge our emotions and we spend time in module one doing that. Get clear on your emotions. They're what are actually guiding your life. Okay? So then what we're doing is I would have to come up with a plan. Well, I'll try this work, or I've done this work before, so I'll go back to that. I'll put some money in place now if it doesn't work out that I have that there. So we are trying to plan for more of the practical fears that you may have. And a lot of yours will actually be quite practical. And you'll see that through this. But then what I want you to look at, it's like the more irrational fears you have about somebody dying or being ill or something like that, that's not something that's in your control. So that may very well happen. But again, it's a planning. What would I do? I'd look for support. I'd make sure that I'm, you know, maybe get counselling to help me grieve. Or I tap into my family. You know, so you're looking at what you would do on a more practical level. And then what you do with that fear sheet is you can actually take it out of your workbook if you've printed it, or if not, maybe put it in a folder somewhere else if you've typed into this into your workbook, and just put it away somewhere. And then you're planned. You've all your fears planned out for everything that you're going to do. So there's no need to give that attention and worry to it. Okay? Because sometimes we've got fears that are going on under the surface that we don't even realise, and that's why I'm trying to get you to bring them out onto paper here. So I think the workbooks are so good, and I've always had very high success with workbooks through my courses because people go away going, God, I didn't even think about that. And then they have it in front of them in black and white so they can't forget. And what we do when the fear stuff is going on under the surface is we actually sabotage ourselves. You know, so I could say, for example, I've been really, really hurt in a past relationship and I'm really, really fearful of getting into a new one. But I've decided now that I actually would like to meet somebody. So I'm going out every weekend and I might sign up to online dating or whatever I've done, and off I go out to meet somebody, okay? And then I meet somebody and they're really nice and it's going along. And then all of a sudden I'm kind of wondering to myself, maybe they're not all that they seem. Or I might just pull back here a little bit because I just got to protect myself. Or actually, I don't like how they treated me there. So I have a memory of how this happened before when I was treated. So I'm going to give out to them here. I'm going to turn on them here. And all of a sudden, I'm sabotaging my own relationship. So the thing that I went out looking for is getting absolutely ruined because of the fears that I never dealt with in the first place. There's no point going into a new relationship full of fear. You can have fear, you can feel it, you can understand it, but it's got to play its part in the right way. Look out for the signs and signals in a relationship that didn't work out, no problem. It's the same around work, it's the same around family, it's the same around any experience that you've had, okay? But also there's a fear of ourselves, fear of how powerful we are. There's an I think Marianne Williamson actually wrote this quote, but then she may have taken it from something else, I'm not so sure. But it's her quote is, we're not afraid of what we can't do, we're actually afraid of what we can do. We're afraid of how powerful we are and we don't even realise it. Because it's better to stay in comfort, it's better to stay in what's familiar, even if it feels pretty crappy. So how often have you held yourself back because you're like, oh, I don't really want to push myself here because it didn't work out for me before. But hang on a second. What's really going on here? Do you think you're going to fail or do you think you're going to achieve, but you're afraid to test it out, so you hold yourself back? So I want you to write down areas of your life that you're sabotaging yourself in at the moment, and you'll know. I can list an area of my life that I'm sabotaging myself, and I'm being personal in this because I don't want to preach at you here, and I also want to be honest with things. I would have sabotaged a few good many few areas of my life over the years, and I've stopped sabotaging in some of them. But one of the areas I don't stop sabotaging myself would be with my physical weight. So I never had a problem with weight. I was always a size 8 to 10, very slim, very active. I played a lot of sport, all the rest of it. The same stuff. Went to college, got into a routine, got a car, all those things, ate more, but actually still managed to keep my weight off. But I did have an operation, quite a big operation, about 12 years ago, and where my spleen was removed. And my spleen was removed because there was a cyst the size of a rugby ball on it, and my spleen had actually been pulled out of place. And when they went to look for my spleen, they couldn't find it because it was floating across the front of my womb. So that was removed, and that experience was very fast and very quick, and I didn't even get time to process it. But because of that, I have now got very bad problems with immunity, obviously, because what the spleen holds is your red blood cells, and without it, you become immune deficient. So part of that is fine, I can look after myself and whatever I need to do, but the other part of it is that my weight started to get a bit bad, because actually what I've only realised in the last couple of months, it creates, it can create inflammation in the body because the body hasn't got all the things to cleanse it. So I know there's certain things that I need to do to make sure my weight goes off. I got married 2.5 years ago and I went on this gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, Jesus, practically no food is what I was doing. And I dropped down. I went from like a size 16 down to a size 12. I lost almost 3 stone and I was so happy with myself. I felt good. And I have to say, when I did that, lots of other parts of my life became in order because I was really minding myself, which is something we're going to talk about in module 4, self-care. But after the wedding course, I was like getting a bit lax with things. But I have sabotaged myself because I don't do what I'm supposed to do. Now, what I'm doing here is it a fear of like, oh, my weight or whatever? No, it's fears around myself. There's certain things that I want to do when I lose weight, okay? And I won't get into them in this, but I keep saying, when I lose weight, I'll do this. When I lose weight, I'll do that. What actually is happening is I've been keeping the weight off me, on me, I should say, until a time when I'm probably more emotionally ready to do the things that I want. Because I could do those things now if I wanted to. I could be a size 30, I could be a size 8, it doesn't matter, I can still do them. But I'm using the weight as an excuse not to do them because I'm afraid that I'm going to fail at them. So I've now sabotaged myself in a particular area of my life that I want to do something in because of my weight, and I'm also sabotaging my physical body. So what I want you to do is look at what areas you're sabotaging. You've got to be really honest with yourself here, and actually through this course you need to be really honest, because when we realise what we're doing, we can stop it. We can work on changing it. And sabotage, I suppose, really comes back to a sense of beliefs about ourselves. And beliefs are something that I really want to look into more so in this, because our beliefs about ourselves are what lead us to go out and make choices in life. Our beliefs can be conscious or subconscious. So a belief, for example, could be, I'll go back to an example I was using earlier on, I wasn't given enough nurturing as a child, or how I felt it to be. I wasn't in a position where I was in a healthy home environment, okay? So then I withdrew, went into my shell. When I went and withdrew into my shell, I became very low in confidence. I just wanted to hide away, okay? So we're taking that as that. So as I go up into my adult life, I have a belief that I could never really have that success, because sure, that wouldn't happen for me. I don't have the confidence to do that. I don't have X, Y, and Z. So all of a sudden, my experience from being a child has now created a belief in me. But what's very interesting now is, I want you to write down beliefs that you have at the moment that are limiting, okay? And then beliefs that you have at the moment that are actually quite freeing, or like progressive, so that you make progression with these beliefs. So one of my beliefs is that I believe I can help people. I believe I have something, whether it's my own personal experience of craziness or whatever, that I can help people. So my belief is that, and that's what I go out and do. A limiting belief is, I can't achieve that until my weight is gone. So I've blocked myself with something else. So that's what I want you to do here, okay? I want you to take your time and write those down. The next part that I want you to look at is the element of the benefit you're getting from your beliefs, okay? Now you will probably think, as I did when I studied this, there is no way that I'm getting any benefit from a belief that's negative or limiting, okay? And actually, in fact, you are. So I'm going to go back to what I said. We're getting something from a belief that is occurring. Now beliefs are like similar to what I talked about in module 1. They're in our system, but they're manifesting themselves out of ourselves. Okay, so my belief is that I don't really need, no, I'll put it this way. One of my beliefs about myself is that I'm not really good enough. I'm somebody that doesn't really deserve a lot to go right for them. Okay, that's one of my beliefs. How that is manifested for me is that I can, well, I've used my weight, for example. I'm going to keep eating to make myself overweight, because I don't actually like myself. And if I liked myself, I wouldn't treat my body like that. Okay? So that's how that's manifesting outside of myself. How it's also manifesting outside of myself is, I talked about earlier on that there's something that I need to do in my life that can only happen when I lose weight. And I'm fearful of that thing actually not happening for me. Okay? Nothing to do with my weight. I'm just fearful of that not happening based on something else. That's quite personal. So if I keep the weight on, I can use that as an excuse if this thing doesn't happen for me. I can say to people, oh no, it didn't happen because actually like I needed to lose weight and I needed to do X, Y, and Z. Do you understand? So it's the fear coming back up again. It's the belief system coming back up. And also this thing that I want to aim for is something I really, really want and something I would love to have in my life and something I would love to achieve. But if I don't feel good enough about myself and don't feel like I deserve it, well, then I'm going to put some sabotage element in it to make sure I don't get it, which is my weight. Okay? So actually, I'm benefiting from having weight on me. Now, I'm not benefiting in a physical sense. I'm not even benefiting emotionally. But consciously, I'm making myself benefit because I'm like, it is the excuse for why I don't need to do something. So I have benefited from it. Another example I give you here, just to kind of show you how this works, is I would have a relationship with somebody, friendship. And when I have an issue or a problem in my life, this friend always shows up and they're there and they support me and they're brilliant. And when my friendships, I would support people all the time and they would support me in other friendships, let's say. And it's a balanced thing. And then we carry on as normal friendships do. But with this friendship, this person only shows up when I have a problem. And then the rest of the time, it's either about them, or I spend a lot of time trying to get their attention or trying to meet up with them or whatever, and maybe not being very successful. But I honour them and appreciate them as the friend that they are because of all the help they give me. But isn't it very interesting then that the particular issue that they help me with is an issue that keeps cropping up from time to time? Because I actually have a need or a belief. I have an emotional need to spend time around this person because I really like their energy. But I have a belief that I can't spend time around them, because when I do try to spend time around them, they're always busy, let's say. But when I have this problem, all of a sudden they're free. So therefore, my emotional need is I want attention from them. I want them to be around me. I want to have time with them. So if I, you know, create or manifest this issue again, subconsciously, then they're going to come into my life. And when I had this awakening, literally, with this, particularly with this situation and the weight thing as well, I've started to take back, well, how do I form a bit more balanced relationship with this person if they are busy? So how do I bring it to a place of what do I need to do? And that was, I need to accept that they're very, very busy and they lead a very busy life, and that I don't need to have the situation. So I haven't had the situation crop up. So they haven't had to support me and I haven't really seen them. But what I'm trying to do is to pull it all back, to get a rebalancing that we can start kind of building this up again. Now, this friend won't even know this is happening, and I wouldn't have even known it was happening because it was going on subconsciously. But I know our friendship will be at a more balanced level because I'm changing my belief of how things need to be. And I do not need to sabotage myself and create more hassle and stress for myself just so I can have a conversation with one of my friends. So I really want you to spend time on this part, okay? I want you to write down what limiting beliefs you're having. Now, how you'll figure out what beliefs you're having is looking out to the first thing we did in the first module, which is what parts of my life aren't working, or what parts of my life am I unhappy with? And then you'll start to be able to see, okay, so I'm unhappy with my weight. I'm using this as an example that you have your own, obviously. Okay, so I'm unhappy with my weight. Why am I unhappy with my weight? Okay, so it makes me feel ashamed. It makes me feel guilty for not looking after myself, okay? It also makes me feel self-conscious, okay? It also makes me feel like low in confidence, okay? So that's how I'm feeling from the weight. Now, how am I benefiting from feeling ashamed, guilty, self-conscious, and low in confidence? Well, I'm actually benefiting here because I want to achieve success actually over in a part of my life over here, okay? So let's say this is a work success you might want, okay? But I feel that I can't get this work success when I'm not comfortable in my body, okay? So that's where we're like, so I'm keeping the weight around to stop me from actually doing this, from having this work success. So I hope that makes sense. If anyone needs me to clarify that, feel free to email me about it. But I hope it makes sense. So I have an issue with my weight. My weight makes me feel bad, guilty, self-conscious, and ashamed. Okay, how am I benefiting? My benefit is that I want to achieve something big, but I feel like I can't do it when I'm overweight. Okay? So when I'm overweight, I won't get that. Then I'd have to go over to the work part and say, okay, well, what is it that you want to achieve with work? So say I want to achieve X. Let's just call it X. And then let's say, okay, how does it make you feel that you're not achieving it? So I might say, makes me feel like I'm procrastinating. Okay? It might make me feel that I suppose, not good enough. Okay? Not good enough. Let's just use those two. And then I say, okay, so I feel like I'm procrastinating and I feel like I'm not good enough. So why am I benefiting from that? And I'm benefiting from that because actually, when I don't feel good enough and I procrastinate, and maybe I tell somebody about it, I actually get a bit of attention. So I say to one of my friends, my work's just... And by the way, this example of work, I just want to be clear here, is not... The weight is my example, the work is not an example. A personal example. So I might just say, well, I'm not achieving anything in work and I'm all over the place. And they say, oh, let me help you. So therefore, I get help. And why do I need help or attention? Because I don't actually feel that when I was younger, my emotional needs were met. Okay? And I'm crying out for attention. So what we're seeing here is that my belief is actually stemming back from, I've gone now from looking for attention, looking for work success, looking to lose weight, when ultimately it is that I don't feel good about myself. So I create all of these things to try and fulfill an emotional need that's never going to be fulfilled, because not having these things makes me feel even worse. So I hope that makes sense. And if you fill that out in the workbook as well. But I think this is going to be a really big wake-up call. I have to say, I have done this work over the last few months. And this is why I relaunched the course. Because I did this work. And my life has transformed in immeasurable ways. Because I got clear on why my beliefs were there. And what's actually happening for me. And when I stopped needing attention from that friend. And when I realised why that weight is there. And all of these different things. I can actually now go and do something about them. Because I understand that it's stemming from an emotional place of not feeling good enough about myself. So now I can do the work on not feeling good about myself. And the other things can start to follow. Instead of saying I'll lose weight. Because I could lose 3 stone again like I did before. Very easily and very quickly like I did before. But I didn't feel any better about myself. So it's an interesting thing. Okay. So I'm looking forward to connecting with you in module 3. And try for the next 30 days. To work through the fears, watch what areas you're sabotaging in yourself, do the beliefs, and try to pull yourself out of some of them. I wish you a great day. Thank you.